approximately 6 million Jews. That's one of World War II's most remembered statistics. Of those people put to death in the Nazi-led Holocaust, 3 million of them represent half the Polish citizens who were killed by Nazi and Soviet atrocities during the war. Polish Remembrance Day organizer Joseph Maciejek says the annual liturgy is scheduled to coincide with the Catholic feast day of St. Maximilian Kolbe, a priest imprisoned at Auschwitz who volunteered to take the place of another inmate picked to die.
And he pleaded for mercy, and Father Maximilian Kolbe stepped forward and said, "Take my life instead." So we honor that till this day, and it's our way of honoring and allowing us to remember the sacrifices of those who were in the concentration camp, and we still honor the survivors.
Also painful to people of Polish heritage is use of the phrase Polish concentration camps. While Auschwitz, for example, was located in Poland, the phrase creates a serious misconception.
The young people, when they hear Polish concentration camps, they don't think of it as a geographical location adjective. They think of it as an ethnic adjective, and thereby stands the problem, and of course causes tremendous resentment amongst people of Polish descent because of the implication.
Christian Poles and Jews were not the only victims of atrocities. Roma, Jehovah's Witnesses, homosexuals, physically disabled, and others were also put to death during the war. Michael Mroziak, WBFO News.